You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking.
Good morning, folks. It is the month of December. Can you believe that it's December already? I can't believe that it's December already. And I know I haven't done a podcast in a little bit of time here because of the holidays and because of work and being crazy. But I do want to catch up with you guys and just touch base and see how things are going. And you know, we've had a lot going on, a lot of feedback, a lot of good conversations, a lot of stuff on No Finish Line Nation website, on Connect, changes, all kinds of stuff happening, right? And it's a good thing when in life when changes happen like that, but it's also tumultuous and can be stressful. It can be something that we're looking at to be able to say, you know, how do we get through this? How do we do the things that we need to do to be able to stay focused and on point and on task and everything else? But you know what's interesting is that these last maybe 4 or 5 days, I did coffee talks. And on the coffee talks that I did, we talked a lot about the struggle that we go through. And it's interesting because the amount of feedback that I got from the written coffee talks was just amazing. It was overwhelming to a point because so many people were able to relate to the story that I was sharing. And the story that I shared was about the struggle that I go through or that I've been going through for about the last year or so after being so successful when it comes to the number that was telling me how to be able to navigate and what I was achieving and how I was accomplishing things and moving forward. And so for instance, 2.5 years ago, when I decided I'm going to go ahead and start Weight Watchers here, actually it was about 3 years ago that I started full bore, right? So I started to do it and, you know, really getting into it, but it was all online. And so throughout the online process, I had gotten to a point where I had lost 100 pounds. Now, on one hand, you say 100 pounds is so big. It's monumental. 100 pounds is huge. That's a lot of weight. That's, you know, a huge success that not a lot of people are able to experience or be able to see in their lifetime or anything like that. So for me, what a great win that was. And I remember when I celebrated, when I hit that 100 pounds, it was down at the original Bropocalypse down in Saugus, Mass. So that was over a year ago that I hit the 100 pounds. So over the past year and a quarter or so, I've done nothing but maintained. I've gone through that whole cyclical piece of up five, down four, up five, down four, vacations, up five, down four, back on focus, up five, down four, all this stuff over and over and over again. I had just kind of flatlined. And it wasn't a flat line like as in I've stayed exactly that weight. It's been up and downs, about a medium of about 10 pounds up and down. But to this day, I'm still 100 pounds down. I haven't lost any more than 100 pounds and on a steady, continuous basis. A lot of that has to do with the fact that I didn't necessarily focus the way I should, or I haven't been walking as much as I was, or different stuff. There's always reasons why that path and pendulum had stopped. But it's still frustrating. It's still something that I look at and I go, man, you know, I don't get it. You know, this last maybe 3 weeks in a row, I'd been really on point. I'd eaten well. I'd done the things that I need to do. I've worked out. I've incorporated good things. I've done all the things that I need to do. And at the end of the day, the scale still reads the same garbage that I haven't lost anymore. So when I think about that, it's not garbage at all. It's not. But it's the way that your mind plays with you. The mind plays tricks on us to the point where we think that it's garbage. We think that, oh, well, you know what? I am just trying to get through things. I'm trying to do the things that are necessary for me to do to be successful. I'm adjusting my microphone if you guys couldn't hear it right now, but hopefully you guys can't hear too much of an audio issue. Anyway, so here's the thing, right? So I shouldn't be looking at that as a negative. I shouldn't be looking at that as something that is a downfall or something that is not something to celebrate. But I do, because that's the way the mind works. The mind is, when you're in a losing mentality, you want to be able to continue to lose until you hit your goal and then your target, and then you can focus on taking that next step of making sure that you can maintain that for the rest of your life. Well, some might say that I've already learned the maintenance part of it. I've already learned how to be able to try to make it last for a long period of time over the longevity of where we're at with it. So that's great, and that's great for skill builders, and that's great for building my repertoire of how to be able to challenge and be able to get through when I do get to the maintenance piece of it. Awesome. That's a great thing. But right now, that doesn't help me. That doesn't help my brain get to the right place. So I shared that the other day on Connect. I just basically said, hey, listen, you know, this is my struggle. And my struggle is, this is the way that my brain talks to me. When I'm looking at the scale and I see that I haven't gone down anymore and I'm still maintaining, I'm still continuing to move down that road. And I look at that and I say, okay, so if that's the case, here's where I'm at. This is what I'm struggling with. This is whatever. And at the end of the day, is that really a struggle? Have I really failed? No, I've lost 100 pounds. I was 360 huge pounds before, where I was unhealthy, had high blood pressure, had no sex drive, had all the different things that were going on with an overweight, obese, fat person. That's what I was. Now, for me, I'm still overweight, and I'm still trying to be able to figure out where I'm at with everything. You see what I did there? I went right back to the same mindset that I did before. I started to belittle the journey that I've been on, because that's what human nature does. I think it sucks that human nature does it that way. It really is something that I look at and I go, why are we this way? Why are we wired in a way that causes us to belittle and berate the hard work and dedication that we put into every single day on this journey? Whether we're successful on that day or whether we're not successful, whether we have a great day or, as some people call, blue dot day or on point day, if you're counting calories, if you're lifting weights, if you have a day that you've hit a personal record at CrossFit, or you're lifting out, benching out the farthest you've done or gone the farthest distance of a run that you've gone before. And then we look at the things that were that within the confines of that personal record or that personal best that we have, and we always say, well, I could be doing this, or I could have done that, or why didn't I do this? Instead of just parking there for a second and saying to yourself, damn, I should be proud of what I've done. You know, it's interesting because we all look at ourselves in the mirror and we are our number one worst critic. We talk about this on Coffee Talk all the time. We're our number one worst critic. When I look at myself in the mirror, I see somebody that has so much more to go a lot of times. I see somebody that could be better. I see somebody that, you know, there's nothing wrong with me always wanting to be a better person or me to be better philanthropic attitude or for me to be a better father or husband. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is that when I start to then berate myself and think to myself that I'm not a good person or I'm a failure at the things that I'm doing based on the fact that I think I need to be better doing something more, that's where the issue is. That's where I begin to slide. So I need to break that mold. It really helped me the other day when I put this post out and all these people hopped on and said, I'm going through the same thing you're going through. I feel your pain. I know what you're going through. I also had people that have been on maintenance and been on Lifetime for, you know, 5 years that say, I still struggle with this every day. I still struggle with the fact that now there's no longer a prize that I'm trying to get to at the end of the rainbow. Now it's, I'm just maintaining. And maintaining is no fun because I'm not getting the celebratory great job. Now I'm already there and now I've already lost the weight and I'm already like just maintaining and living a healthy lifestyle for a long period of time. So stop belittling that and stop thinking to yourself, just because you are on that long-term journey and you've stopped losing doesn't mean you're not doing amazing things to continue to invest in yourself so that you're investing in others and you're living a long, prosperous, energetic, loving, caring life. It's just interesting to me the way our brain works, man. I talk about it all the time. Every day I get on a Coffee Talk and I scream into a camera or I get into a microphone or I write on the post and I talk about it all the time. And I say, don't let the brain get in the way of your success. Don't let the cobwebs in your brain get in the way of you thinking clearly of what you need to do to be successful. But guess what? It still happens to me. I can talk about it all day long, but it still happens to me. So the words that you really got to think about here are, we're all flawed. Every one of us are flawed. All of us. The key to it is that can we break the cycle of what human nature has us do? Can we break the cycle of what we've been patterned to think since we've been children? If you grew up in a household that always talked about how fat you were or how big you were, or, you know, you shouldn't eat that, or, you know, self-conscious about your looks or the way you are or things like that. Can you break the cycle? Can you start just one day at a time thinking to yourself, I'm damn proud of where I've been, how hard I've worked, and where I look to go one day down the road. Instead of, I could be better. I could look better in the mirror. I could feel a little bit better if I was less weight. I could feel more confident with myself if I didn't have these rolls under my arms. I could feel a little bit better if I didn't jiggle when I went for a run. I could feel a whole lot better if when I put on these pants, they didn't feel a little snug around the outside. Oh, by the way, this is a brand new pair of pants that I just bought because I lost 6 inches from the other pair of pants that I had before. But because these are fitting snug and tight, I feel like, oh man, it's the worst thing that ever happened to me. Just know, you're worth the investment to change the mold, break the mold, show up every day, do something different. You're so worth that investment. You're so worth the time it takes for you to change human nature's natural ability of negativity and the natural ability of being your own worst critic. How about for once, be your own best positive reinforcement? Break down the whole negative, I'm your worst critic. We almost say it as in like kind of a joke, don't we? We talk about a lot of times of, oh, I'm my own worst critic, you know. I always want to be better and it's always good. I work in business. We talk about always wanting to be better and always wanting to grow year over year. And sometimes it gets monotonous, but it's the same. It's what I do. It's what pays my bills. So I got to talk to business owners about trying to grow their business and be year over year profits increasing and being better than what they were before. So if I'm talking about that at business all the time, you're probably pretty much guaranteed that I'm going to be doing that in my own personal life. But I can't just always think that way. It can't just be full bore all the time. It can't be, if I don't reach this target, I'm going to fail. Or if I don't reach this target, that means that I have to set realistic goals and I have to achieve small things every single day. And if the small thing is me getting up, taking my butt out of the bed, getting up, brushing my teeth, getting ready for the day, drinking my coffee, writing a coffee talk, and getting off and doing what I have to do, if that's a success that day, and it isn't about losing weight or eating healthy or anything like that, if that's a success that day, celebrate in that success. A bunch of small successes will lead to large successes. It's so true. It changes your whole mentality. So I share that with you now only because I haven't done it with the podcast yet, but I appreciate all of you and your insight and the things that you guys have shared and the way you guys open up to everything, including the way that I open up. I'm appreciative of the fact that I have a forum that I can talk to everybody out there. I can have a conversation from me to you personally as you're driving down your car or driving down the road and you're in your car or you're on the treadmill or you're doing whatever, you're on a break at work or whatever, and you're listening, you're taking the time to listen to me talk to you about the struggles that I'm going through to help you get through the struggles that you're going through. That is pretty powerful stuff if you ask me. So the theme of this podcast, change the mold, break the cycle. If the cycle is negativity, break it with positivity. If the cycle is worst critic, be your best advocate. If the cycle is feeling like you're just monotonous and you're just plateauing and doing whatever, you know, as life deals you or whatever, break the cycle. Change it up. Do something different today. Celebrate in you. Stop being negative about yourself, okay? You're worth that time that you would take to be able to do so. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.